Vayter and Sasser and Daf Yud tasping up on the very top line. We're in the middle of a discussion about whether or not Butla Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis were, again, a Megillah which comes along and shows all the different holidays that they had that they weren't allowed to fast on. Sometimes you're not even allowed to say a hesped on it. And so we the last thing we left off with is we said that, yeah, maybe it was Butla. But then we showed, based off a question, that maybe it can't be that it was Mevutal. You know why? Because they made a holiday on Gimel Tishrei. Gimel Tishrei is known as, we call it, we're generally used to it as Tzom Gedalia. So they said they made a holiday on Gimel Tishrei because of the fact that there was a type of, they used to have to write the name of Hashem on a shtar, and they were worried, oh no, if the shtar gets thrown out, so what's going to happen is that Hashem's name gets thrown out. So therefore, the Chachamim tried to get rid of that, and they ended up succeeding, and they made a party for doing such a thing. And if you want to tell me that it was Batel Megillas Tainios, then we got rid of the earlier ones, we're going to start adding on later, doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara then ended up answering, this is the very end of Hilchos Mevayis, that we're dealing with the case of Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, so therefore, of course, it wasn't yet Mevutal at the time. And that's why they were able to add in a holiday on that day. Now, you test some Aleph on the top. In fact, the Gemara, hold on 1 second. Doesn't make sense to answer that it was the time of the Beis HaMikdash. You know why? Because if it's during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, by Sheni at least, we said on the top of Yiches HaBeis that all the holidays, that all the fast days ended up being holidays during the times when there's the Beis HaMikdash. So if you're saying all of them became holidays on the face of Beis HaMikdash, and this is by Sheni, so then why would we go ahead and create a holiday about the fact that they no longer have to write the name of Hashem and Ashtar? There's no reason to do that because that was Gimel Tishrei. In Gimel Tishrei, there was another holiday that was happening. You know what that was? Tzom Gedalia. What do I mean, holiday? Because like we said, Tzom Gedalia, that was Gedalia ben Achikam, was killed and murdered by the first Beis HaMikdash, at the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, and that was in Gimel Tishrei. And then we said that, okay, but when we get the Beis HaMikdash back, it's a holiday because now we have the Beis HaMikdash back. Everything's great. So now that it's a holiday, you wouldn't have to make another holiday. In fact, the Gemara of a Tepik Lei, the Havale Yom Shener Gimel Gedalia Ben Achikam, in which case, if that's the case, then this is a holiday, and you wouldn't have had to add another holiday. So it must be that it can't be that we're talking about that this is during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav, Rav said, it did happen during the Beis HaMikdash. Lo nitzcha ela lesor eshelafanav. The reason why it needed to be instituted and included as a holiday now as well is in order to go and tell us that there's an issur to go fast before and the day after as well. Because you're not allowed to fast before or after those days, lest you come to fast on those days as well. Says the Gemara, shelafanav nami. So what it said, lo nitzcha ela lesor eshelafanav. Shelafanav nami. Oh, I'm sorry. To teach you that you're not allowed to go and fast on the day before. Now the Gemara asks, Shalafan of Nami, typically, Dahavale, Yom Shalach or Rosh Chodesh. Why don't we just say it's a day after Rosh Chodesh? You can't fast on Rosh Chodesh. And since you can't fast on Rosh Chodesh, Rashi says, Moed Dorais, it's considered a Moed. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to fast the day after as well. And the day after Rosh Chodesh is Beis Tishrei, which is the day before Gimel Tishrei, so the day before Tzom Gedalia, so if you wouldn't have to tell me because we know they're ready. Says the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh Doraisa, Doraisa lo boi chizik, it's a Doraisa to Gishtiko, and therefore, it doesn't need chizik, we're not worried that a person is going to do the wrong thing Rosh Chodesh, so you don't have to go ahead and add things before it and after it, we're not worried about it. But when it comes to this, which is Darabanan, we are worried it's going to be messed up, and therefore you have to go ahead and add it in. The Tanya is willing to Doraisa, Hayama Ma'ila, Ksuvma Megillas Tainis, these days that are written Megillas Tainis, Asur and being lefame and achareim, it's also the fast before the day before and the day after. Shabbos is v'yom tov. When it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, heimasurim, it's also the fast in Shabbos and Yontif, but lefneim v'lachareim mutarim. But it's mutar to go and fast before and after them. My hefesh means elazeh. What's the difference? Halol the divrei Torah ve'ein divrei Torah tzrichim chizik. These things are daraisa and they don't need chizik. Halol the divrei sofer. The other ones are midarabanan ve'divrei sofer tzrichim chizik. And things are abanan, they need chizik. So we end by saying that even though it's true that it was some Gedalia, still we know the things that are written in Megillas Tainis, some Gedalia is not one of them. So Megillas Tainis, those are things which needs the enactment for the day before and the day after, not as opposed to some Gedalia, and therefore it had to be stated straight out. In fact, the Gemara, typically the Havale, Yom Shilifnei, Yom Shinerig, Bo Gedalia Melchikam, why don't we just learn that from the fact that it's the day before it's some Gedalia? Why can't we learn it from that as well? As Rashi points out, Rashi is found right next to a little bit up. Yom Shilifnei, first words in line, Yom Shilifnei, Vahu Lav Daraisa, Hu Bai Chizik. This is not a Daraisa, and therefore it needs Chizik to do such a thing. Amar Avashi, Gedalia Ben Achikam, Divrei Kabbalah Hu. It's known as Divrei Kabbalah. It's another category. But Divrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah, Damun. Things that are Divrei Kabbalah come from like Nevi'im, that's called, it's like Divrei Torah, and therefore it does not need Chizuk. Masiv, Rav Tovi, Bar Masna. Frekt, Rav Mosiv, Rav Tovi Bar Masna. Be'esrim utmanya be, on the 28th of the month. We're talking about this, we're going to see the 28th of, Rashi says, right next to a little bit up, for be'esrim utmanya be, ba'adar koi be'megillas tainius. We're talking about an Adar, Megillas tainius. So on the 20th of Adar, asas b'serta tavsa liyudai. It was a good thing that happened to the Jewish people. The lo yidun mi de oraisa, that they don't have to stop learning Torah. Rashi says shel yitzchu lenasek atzmem in the Torah. They don't have to stop steiging Torah. Shagozu machus gezera. At the time, the kingdom, they made a certain gezera. Shel yasek v'Torah v'shel yamulas b'neim v'sheichalu shabbosus. That they shouldn't go out and learn Torah. They shouldn't do bris mila, and that they should be mechal Shabbos. So what happened when this happened? Ma also Yehuda ben Shamo v'chaverov. Rav Yehuda ben Shamo and his friends do? Holchu v'notlu etza mimatronisa achas. They went to a particular woman. It was a chosh of a lady, a non-Jewish lady, and Shakol Gedoli Romi Mitzuyin Etzla. All the Roman people, men, used to go by her. And Armel Ham, she said to them, Bov Afginu Alayla, make sure you go make a Hafgana, make a protest. Rashi says that Afginu, up, last one line, Afginu, Tzalku B'shukum Erechovos, go scream in the shuk in the streets, Kadesh Yishmu Asarim V'yirachamu Aleichem, they should have Rachmanis on you. Halchu V'Afginu Alayla, they went and did a whole Afgana, they did a protest. Armel, they yelled out, Ishamayim, which is a nice expression. I mean, Kolomer Laman Nakodesh Baruch Hu, for God's sake, right? For the sake of Hashem. Lo Achichem Anachnu, aren't we your brothers? V'lo Bnei Av Echad Anachnu, don't we come from the same father? V'lo Bnei Eim Anachnu, aren't we from the same mother? These are the Romans who come from Esav, and right, we come from Yaakov, so we come from Yitzchak and Rivka. So they said, aren't we coming from the same, aren't we coming from brothers? Ma nishtanenu mikol uma v'loshem. What's pshat that we're different from everyone else, that you rock them, you rule them? Shatem goes in my lane, because there's kashas. Why are you just picking on us? Ubitlam, and by doing such a thing, it ended up working out, they're mevatlev. Osa yom, aso yom tov. And that day was the 20th day of Adar, they ended up making a yontif. Visa katayt rebatal Megillas Tainus. If you really think that Megillas Tainus were knocked out, so kamaisa batal, they got rid of it. The first ones by the Beis Hamikdash, right, they stopped it, achrin aisa mosif, and you're going to say that they added on later? Doesn't make sense. Must be it wasn't knocked out. L'chitem, if you want a taina, no, you misunderstand. Hachanami b'zman shabisik mishkayim. This is talking about a time when the Beis Hamikdash was in existence. V'ha Yehuda ben Shemua Talmid, it comes out, it's not possible to be. V'ha Yehuda ben Shemua Talmid of Rabbi Meir, because he was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Basar Hachiyav, and Rabbi Meir lived much later. Don't say it was during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, because he lived after the fact, and therefore Akasha really stands. The Tanya is switched over, we looked at a Braisa. Rashi says, the Tanan, but it's really, again, we got a little switcheroo over here, and it says, Shas, the Tanya, but if you look at Rashi a little bit up, on the last one lines, Tanan V'chulu, Rabbi Huda ben Shemua, Talmido, Shrabi Meir, he's a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir lived way after the Beis Hamikdash, so it can't be that was the time. How do we see that? From the following Braisa, Kli's Chuchas Shenikfa, let's say you have a Kli, made of a glass Kli, A glass cup. Shenikfa gets a hole. Rashi says shenitmu v'nikfan latayron mitumasan. It became tame, and you want to be matayron by making a hole in it. And you're going to make a hole, and now it makes it tar, because now it's no longer a kli. V'hita v'sulcha avar, and then what did you do? After you take avar, which is, Rashi says, oferes listo mesanekef, lead, in order to go and fill up the hole. Avishim v'gamliel, Yehuda ben Shamua matame mishum Rabbi Meir. He's matame it because of Rabbi Meir. Now, fascinating. Rashi explains what's going on. Last Rashi on the page. Yehuda ben Shamua matame loma shechazulu tumas in Yishana. Goes back to its original tuma. V'yafa pishalo nagu shuv v'tuma. Even though it didn't touch tuma again. V'yafa pish ein kli zchuch es chosin tumas in Yishana. Even though generally a glass kli would not go back to its original tuma. Kedamer perkam the Shabbos. Shalo gazru chazeres tuma. Yishana Ella, wow, throwback! I remember that. Daf Tezayin toes. Ashol Gazu Chazeres Tuma Yishana Ella B'Kli Metechas. Only by medically. If a medically becomes tummy, then it becomes you break it, but then you rebuild it again. It retains. It goes back to its original status. Hani Nami Holva Eivra Mamido. Since it's the new lead that you put there, that metal that you put there, that's now making it a usable kli. Therefore, a kli matchos tamu considered like a metal kli. That kol holy chachar amid a maimid. Everything goes after the maimid, the thing that's allowing it to actually exist right now. So you see at the end of the day that what? That Yehuda ben Shmuel is a Talmud Rebbe Meir, and he's Talmud Rebbe Meir, and yet at the same time, we see that they ended up enacting this holiday, and Rebbe Meir is way after the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore he was way after the Beis Hamikdash. So it must be that actually the Megillas Tainus was not gotten rid of. Beep, turn the page, New Testament base. The Chachamim Mitar, and the Chachamim Kong, and they disagree with Rebbe Meir, and they are mitaher this kli. Rashi says, "Tap Rashi v'chacham mitaren." The ikru kli is chuchasin. It's a glass kli. Velo ozli baser maimed doesn't go after the maimed. Okay, you're welcome to read the rest of it. We're going weiter. So Megillas Tainus was not gotten rid of. It says Gemara Tanoi. It's a machlokas Tanoi. The Tainus we learned in a brisa. It's a machlokas Tanoi whether or not it was batla or not. The Megillas Tainus batla it wasn't. The Tainus we learned in a brisa. Hayomim ha'iluksu Megillas Tainus. These days that are written Megillas Tainus. Bein bisman. Shabbos Hamikdash Kaim, whether it's time Bais Hamikdash was a Mekuyim, whether it's a Bais Hamikdash or not, Shein Bais Hamikdash Kaim, Asurin, it is Asur. You're not, meaning what? You're not allowed to go ahead and have it so, you're not allowed to fasten them. Divri Rabbi Meir, Asakazak Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Bais Hamikdash Kaim, Asurin, when they have the Bais Hamikdash, it's Asur. Because it's Simcha at the time of the Bais Hamikdash, it's not considered a Tsar in these Tsom, it's nothing, it's positive, we have the Bais Hamikdash, everything's great. But if not, then mutar and then tmutar, meaning you're allowed to fast. Mipnei she'evil hulem, because now it's considered like a state of mourning. It's not a good thing. Okay, so then what's the halacha? V'hilcha sabatlu. The halacha is they were mevutal. Megillas Tainus are gone. They're finished. V'hilcha salobatlu. They are not gone. They're still in existence. Kasha hilcha zilcha. Which one is it? Are they gone or are they not gone? It's a question one and the other. Says Gemara lo kasha. Kan mechaniko perim. One second mechaniko perim, and that was not gotten rid of. That still exists. And Khan Bishar Yome, and the other one's talking about the rest of the days, that those days actually were gotten rid of. Now we're up to the next part of the Mishnah. We spoke about the messengers that we send out to make sure everybody knows whether it was Rosh Chodesh, was today, tomorrow, etc. Al Elul Mepnei Rosh Hashanah. The reason why they send out the Elul is that everyone should know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, to know if it's a 29 day month or it's a 30 day month. Val Tishrei Mepnei Takanos Hamodos, and on Tishrei, in order that everyone should know when it's going to be Yom Kippur and when it's going to be Sukkos. In fact, the Gemara Kevin the Nafki Lo Elul. If you're going out on Elul, a Tishrei Lamelu, why would you have to go again on Tishrei, which is the next month? The question is based on the fact that we know that Elul generally is 29 days. So if it's 29 days, don't send that on Rosh Chodesh to let us know when Elul, if it was a Mali or a Chassid, because we know that it's going to be Chassid, it's 29 days, not the 30th day. Because if you want to say that maybe the reason they send them out is because maybe it was a full month, it was 30 days, and really it's the 31st day is going to be Tishrei. Rabbi said, we haven't found Elul became Ober, it was a full month. This is many, many, many years, hundreds of years that we found that there was no full month. So then obviously we don't need to send that on Elul. Says Gemara, lo matzinu de lo itztrich. We never found that Elul was full because there was no reason to. But if for some reason they wanted to ma'abrit, they could. Ha'itzrich, then ma'abrinle. If they actually needed to, then they would. It says Rashi, ha'itzrich, up, from where we are. First one's on the line, ha'itzrich, imishum yarka, imishum masya, kidilakama, davchaf. We're going to see in davchaf different reasons for why someone would need to go ahead and be ma'abrit the chodesh to make it a full month. We're going to see it's connected to vegetables and dead bodies. Great shir, huh? Vegetables and dead bodies, right? So that's the Gemara Chaf. We're going to see that tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, is Burach. But anyway, the point on tomorrow's daf. If they needed, then they would do such a thing. So that's why they sent an El, because there may be a time actually they're going to. So many, many years they didn't have to do it, but maybe if they could, it's reserved the right to do it. Therefore, they sent an El. Aye, but Hamakalkal Rosh Hashanah, Mahoradar. If you end up making El a full month, then they're not going to end up what's going to end up happening is we're going to be mekalkel Rosh Hashanah. The people that live very far, they're going to end up not knowing, and they're not going to know. They're going to make up Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day and not the 31st day. It says Gemara, mutav to kalkel Rosh Hashanah v'leiskalkel kula moedos. Better to mess up a few people, not mess up tons of people. At least kakel kula moedos, because we have to go and make sure that we're going to get out the rest of the holidays they're put in the right place. Deikonami could even find a diuk from the fact that the Mishnah says to Katani, al tishrei mipnei takonas amodos. We send it on Tishrei in order to fix up and make sure the modos are in the right way. Shema mina. All right, beautiful. So we see it in fixing up, make sure everything's going to be done for the holidays in the proper time. Now we got this clear. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, Val Kislev Ibn Chanukah. What do? We send it in Kislev because of Chanukah. Val Adar Ibn Apurim. Now, V'ilun is Abra. Hashana, then Yotzim Afal Adar Sheni Mipnei Apurim Lokatani. What happens if there would be a second Adar? So we know that if there's two Adars, because they're Ma'abed the Shana, they make it a leap year. So now it's not just Adar, but there's Adar Sheni also. Then what ends up happening in such a circumstance? And we know that generally we go by the second holiday. Everyone seems to agree with that. We're going to see a little discussion about that. Or maybe there's a Havamina not like that. But everyone seems to agree that if there's two Adars, that you do everything in the second Adar, not the first Adar. So now what he's saying is it doesn't tell you that what if they're Me'abed the Shana, that they do everything in the second Adar, that they send out even for Adar Sheni. Interesting. Must be that if you lunisab hashana yotzen afal adushenim ipnei apurim lo katani, doesn't say masnisan, must be the loka Rebbe. It's not like Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe says Rebbe Omer in the sab hashana, if they do an ibur, then yotzen afal adushenim ipnei apurim. They even go on the adushenim because of purim. Does you know when it is? So says the Gemara. Lema b'hakamifki, must be that this is what the machlokas is over. That the Mar Savar, one of them holds kol mitzvah hanogas b'sheni, nogas b'rishon. Anything that's knowing in the second one is knowing in the first one also. That means be like Tanakama or Ar Mishnah, who's saying like Rabbi Meir must not agree with that, right? Umar Savar, it must be that Rabbi Meir. The other one, Rabbi?
I don't know if I said Rabbi Meir. I apologize. It's just Rabbi. I'm not sure why I said Rabbi Meir. Anyway, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Ibn Sabar, Shana, Yotzim Afal Adar Shin, Ripnei Apurim.
And now back, Lema Balkamifkli, Damar Savar, meaning the Tanakama, Komets the Nokos Besheni, Nokos Berishon. Umar Savar, the other one, meaning Rebbe, comes in, he says, the Komets the Nokos Besheni, Ain Nokos Berishon, you can't do them in the beginning. Therefore, you have to go and send out for the second one, where the other one holds. Don't worry about sending out if there's a second Adar, because if you end up doing the first one, then you're good enough. Says Gemara, lo, nice try, but that's actually not the Machlokas. Du Kuliyama Mitzis the Nokos Besheni, everyone agrees whatever's in the second one does not apply in the first one. Aye, so we have a kasha on the Tanakama, why it's not mentioned then. There have a machlokas about Iber Shana, about when you have a leap year. The question is whether or not you have a leap year, if there's an X amount of days that are added. If it's 29 days or if it's 30 days, if it's a set amount of days that are added, in which case that you wouldn't have to be worried anymore. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa, kama Iber Shana. How much is an Iber Shana? Shloshim Yom. 30 days. Shem Gamliel Omer, Chodesh. It's a Chodesh. What does that mean? It's a Chodesh. It sounds like it's a Chodesh that it can be either one. We're going to see that that's what it's going to say. But right now, Rashi points out, go to the left and up. The first one in line is Shana, one above that, Chodesh. That Kosakadai to Chavtes Yamim. At this stage, we think that means Chodesh means 29 days. So the point is that Machlokas is 30 days. Rashi says that it's 29 days. Okay, so now, if the first Adar is going to be always 30 days, then you don't have to worry about sending out for the second Adar, because then you'll know what it is. The day after is Chodesh. Mai Shna Shloshim. According to one, it says it's 30 days. Why don't we go and send anyone out? The other day, because everyone knows it's just the next day, is going to be Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to send any messengers out. So it's more Chodesh Nami Yadi. 29 days, you can also figure out. It's 29 days later. Samar Papa, no. Mind the Dama Chodesh. Rotsa Chodesh, Rotsa Shloshim. It means if you want it to be 29, it's 29. If you want 30, it's 30. So you actually don't know what the second one's going to be. And therefore, you send it out. So the Tanakama would be the one that says that we know how many days it is. Therefore, you don't have to send out in the second one. And the Rebbe, the Machlokas, and the Rebbe says, is of the opinion that you have an option of either 29 or 30. And therefore, you have to make sure that you go ahead and you send someone out. That we send the messengers out to tell everyone. Okay. Zok da heilige Gemara. Hey, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Mishum Kahala Kadisha Yerushalayim. He was made and he said the following. Al shnei adarim, when you have two adar, shemekachin osan biyom ibu rehem. Meaning the 30th day. So there's 29 days of Adar Rishon, and the 30th day is going to be the Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. And then the 30th day after that is going to be Nisan. So it's only 29 days both. Now, Lameimit the Chaserin of Dinan, do you mean to say we're making them Chaser, that they're 29 day months? Maleim Lo of Dinan, we don't make them full? Wrong trap, period. That is to tell us. Lameim Rit the Chaserin of Dinan, we make them Chaser. Maleim Lo of Dinan, we don't make them Male. Laafuke, this is coming to exclude me the Darish Rav Nachon Bachisra, that which he learned, that Heyed Rav Simoi, Mishum Chagiz Chai Malachi, it was made about these prophets, these Nevi'im, that what? Al Shnei Adarim, by the two Adarim, She'im Ratzu Lassos Shnei'im Malei'im, Osin, if you want to make them both Malei, make them Malei. Shnei'im Chasem, when I make them Chasem, then Osin, make them like that. Echad Malei v'echad Chasem, Osin, and if you want to make one Malei, one Chasem, you could do that also. V'kacha Yinogim Begola, and that's what they used to do in the Golos. Moshum Rabbeinu Amru, by the name of Rabbeinu, we were talking about this, Rav, the olam echad malei ve'echad chaser ended up being is one malei and one chaser. Achi avad lechaser hukba rosh chodesh bizmano. Unless we know that the first one was actually a hukdash and ended up being that the 30th day turns out to be the first day of the next month. Then we can know that the original first month is something which is chaser. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.